presents the Blackout Audio Radio Show with Mark E.G.
I don't know you people.
Why are you here?
I'm so good. Nothing changes.
Do something a little different.
Well, it's Blackout time again. Hopefully you've all been behaving yourselves this week, because if you haven't, you're about to get a heavy smash across the face with this barrage of nastiness. Bring it on! kicking off tonight. That's Croatian DJ Oji on the new offshoot from Giant and Dwarf Recordings called Giant and Dwarf XL. Four tracks on this little beauty, but that one right there is the main A1 number, and what a disgusting piece of music it is. Right then, so what have we got coming up? As usual, there's the interview, and tonight we're blessed with techno legend Steve Stoll. Then for the second half of the show, Steve has given us two 15-minute exclusive workings from his live PA that you won't find anywhere else. Okay, so talking to Steve Stoll, this is his new belter, coming out on his own label, Proper.
Radio Megapolis.
Thank you.
Well, if you thought you've got hard techno all figured out, think again. That's Steve Stoll on Absolute Top Form, brand new on his own label Proper. That's called Moto Christ. Remember, we've got an interview and live PA coming up from Steve, so stay tuned for that one. Right, this week, Chris Liebing sent me his forthcoming CLR release, and it's a good one. Alex Bow, the Ear Strain EP. Here we go.
The Blackout Audio Radio Show with Mark EG on Moscow's 89.5 FM.
Track by Alex Bow, called Meaning of Darkness Part 2, and it's on Chris Liebing's CLR Recordings label. Quite different, I thought, for Alex, but it certainly sounds fresh when played out in the club. Flip to the B-side on that one, and you've got something called Swelling Sirens that featured on Chris's Live in Belgrade CD. Yeah, and if there's anyone out there listening from Belgrade, much love to you all, guys. Love that place. Okay, let's get deeper. This next one's coming out on Electrics.
Radio Мегаполис 89.5 FM.
That's due for release end of March by Awesome Bramley and Martin Brown under the name Transparent Sound on Billy Nasty's Electrics Records label. You really must get hold of a copy of that one. Really great chill out material. Well, it's time for this week's interview, and we've got a genuine techno legend here. Yes, it's Steve Stoll, who's released more music than I've had hot dinners, and this really is a rare opportunity indeed. Formerly living in New York, but now residing somewhere between Detroit and Chicago, Steve has had albums out on Novamute, Fax, and has recorded for some of the best labels in the genre. So let me sort this switchboard out, and we'll see what he has to say.
Megapolis.
Right then, people, we've got Steve Stoll on the line. Yo, Stevie.
Yo, Marky, what's up, man?
Yo, man, it's great to hear you again. I haven't spoken to you for a long, long time. So what you been up to, mate? I've been seeing the releases come out, but there's not been as many as there used to be.
Well, I mean, you know, I guess back, if you want to say back in the day, there was a lot more releases coming from many artists. I mean, I was really prolific because I was working for so many different labels, but, you know, there's still stuff coming out. I think the question these days is, it's more about distribution, you know. We lost some major players in the techno game as far as distribution, but for what I've been doing is, you know, my label proper has slowed down a lot, but I've released actually in the last year and a half three albums on the Fax label, which is German label. I just did the music for a movie that came out last year in France called Bunker Paradise, and I actually got involved in doing a lot of CD-ROM work and doing sample CDs. So, you know, I'd done a project for Big Fish Audio, and, you know, so it's out there. I think it's not in the way that you were seeing it in, like, all these 12-inch vinyl releases, but, you know, definitely it's still in the studio every day. Still banging my head on the wall, you know.
Tell me about it. Yeah, you're still doing your live act, aren't you, man?
Still doing a live act. I just got off a tour of Japan about a month ago. I was there for 2 months doing the live show. And that's something that I'm always working on and refining. And it's weird because, like, now it really the live act is just that. It's Ableton Live, you know. And I guess a lot of guys are playing it out that way now. But I remember starting out, you know, in these illegal parties in New York City with the 909 and 303 and just packing a bag, you know, a backpack full of gear and setting it up and a real underground vibe. And I almost feel like it's going back to that again, you know?
Yeah, exactly, because a lot of people are really into this new technology. But, I mean, we were trying to get MSN Messenger working before and you just didn't have a clue what I was talking about. So you're not really up with being at the forefront of computers, are you? I think you just know what you like and you use it well.
Yeah, you know what? This is, like, all part of my upbringing, I think. I mean, when I started playing music, I mean, I'm almost 40 now. I started when I was 10 years old as a drummer, and I couldn't afford gear. I had the crappiest, junkiest equipment, and it's almost like my mentality got into this less is more thing. So, you know, what better person to make minimalist techno? The first record that I did for Richie Hawtin was, I mean, God, it was recorded on a cassette, and it was a 202, an 808, and a Pro 1, and that was it. Technology to me is the kind of thing where it's, you know, with music, even though this music is techno, I feel like techno can be made from anything. You know, techno is more a feeling than a piece of equipment or a synthesizer. And I really hate when people get too involved in the technology that they go away from the music. And, you know, there are guys that have so much talent that they can take, you know, one little junky keyboard and make tracks out of it. That's what all the original house guys were doing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about when you go in the studio, man. Your techno sound has always been very dark, angry in a way, evil.
Yeah, I've heard that from a few people.
Yeah, so what's your mindset when you go in there?
I think you just have to have a feeling for what you're doing. So, I mean, my thing is, okay, you want to make beats that are good and you want to make beats that people can dance to, but I always try to have some kind of emotion in my tracks. I also try to give them a significant meaning, you know, even if it's a hidden meaning that only I know what it is. And it's funny because Peter from Fax Records, the last album that I did for him, he kind of caught the vibe of the music and he asked me what was going on in my life because he can hear it. And I think that's amazing because, you know, there's no vocals or anything on the tracks that are telling you a story. It's just these synths that are talking. And I think it's a way to convey messages. But I think going into the studio, I always have the idea. I've always said that too. I don't just noodle. I go in and noodle around sometimes, but if I'm going to write a track, I know what I want the track to sound like. I can hear it in my head before I start noodling around, you know.
Wow, that's cool, because a lot of people say they go into the studio not knowing anything, but you know exactly what you want to make.
Yeah, I know what I want the bass to sound like. I know, I can hear the tracks in my head. I mean, that was the hardest thing, because I was hearing tracks in my head for so long, but how do I get them out of my head, you know, and down and recorded? That's when you really have to develop yourself as a producer to be able to take those things. And a lot of the times the stuff that's rolling around in your head is not what you're going to end up recording, yeah. But it's that initial idea that's, okay, I'm trying to make, you know, my lead synth sound like this, and I want to have a distortion over the top, and then that can sometimes take you in another direction, you know. A lot of guys I know, they call the happy mistakes. They just, you know, especially in electronic music, you go in and just dick around for a day, and but I think a lot of times music done like that sounds like it's just dicking around. I like to have a direction of my tracks, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, of course, mate. So look, what have you got coming out? What can we get excited about?
What I'm excited about is that I've actually, on this trip to Japan, I've met up with a couple of vocalists. One of them, Kaori, is an amazing vocalist, and I'm going to work on some new material with her. I think a really exciting project is these guys in Japan. There's an MC, and the guys are called Acid Panda, and they actually rap over techno. So I did a project called UBT, which is United by Technology, with those guys. And it's pretty hyper crazy, because, you know, you got a 140 BPM techno track and then this guy screaming in Japanese over the top of it.
You know? That sounds insane.
I think you would like it, Mark.
yeah. Definitely sounds right up my street. So what, I mean, what sort of releases have you got definitely planned for the next couple of months so that we can buy?
Next couple of months, I can't say for sure anything. I can tell you that the demos are out there, and I'll give you updates as soon as I know about that. I am currently working on a new album project, which those, you know, that's something that I was hoping to have done actually in Japan, because I was doing a lot of recording there. But I get home, and then I want to change stuff around, and then I get different ideas. You'll definitely see a new album by this summer. I don't know what the title is going to be on that yet. I don't want to give out my original title for it, because I don't want somebody to beat me to the punch. But I think you'll see an album, and hopefully we'll see some more vinyl releases, man. I mean, that's another good question. Where do you see, as a DJ, I'm going to ask you a question now, where do you see the future of vinyl going?
Wow, future of vinyl. Well, I mean, we've just got to face facts, aren't we? The death's probably around the corner, but yeah, I'm going nowhere, and I'm sure you're the same. I mean, are you going to still be doing music for the rest of your life, do you think?
Yeah, I think so, because to be honest with you, if I didn't stop in the last 5 years, I'm never going to stop, you know. Doing music is, it was a massive therapy for me, and still is a therapy for me. And, you know, we all have to have our release in something, whether, you know, some guys are into sports and some guys are into cars or whatever. Mm. I mean, I've just always been into making tracks. I'll put it to you this way. I have ADSR is tattooed on my arm. Attack, decay, sustain, and release. So
that is commitment, mate. That's commitment.
You have to be absolutely committed to do something, you know.
Definitely. Well, listen, Steve, you know, it's been absolutely great speaking to you. It must be about 5-6 years since we last spoke, so it's
been ages, man. But you've always been out there, so I give it up to you, man. You've been rocking it hard for a long time, man.
Well, we all do our own bit for the cause, don't we, mate?
It is the cause, man. And you have to keep the faith with it too, you know.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Well, listen, here's to speaking to you again in another 5 years, Steve.
Sounds good, Marky. We'll be in that techno retirement home one day, man.
Yeah. Excellent. Listen, all the best, Steve. And yeah, we'll leave it there, man.
It sounds great, Marky. I'll speak to you soon, bro.
Take care, man.
Okay, peace, man.
Bye.
Hardline 77 presents The Blackout Audio Radio Show with Mark E.G.
Okay, as promised, we've got two 15-minute sessions with America's Steve Stoll. This live set is just incredible. So let's get your head inside it. I'll keep quiet and let's get on with the music.
yeah. So what do you think of that then? That's the first 15-minute session with Mr. Steve Stoll. So if you're not climbing up the walls by now, you soon will be. Here's part two.
You're listening to the sounds of Blackout Audio Radio Show.
Guys, I don't want to have to do this, but I'm going to have to butt in here and say goodbye. We need to let the music take us up to the top of the hour. So, as usual, it's been a blast. Catch me and all the archives for the show at www.blackoutaudio.co.uk. But until next week, that's Blackout, over and out. See ya!
The beat makes me mad. The beat makes me mad. The beat makes me mad.